Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I hear a little teapot in the corner, crying, screaming, trying to find meaning in the corner of existence, mounds of doom and unclean things piled around, twiddling with error and anger and frustration and all of the noise that trickles down through starlight into the night and breaks through the brains. And I'm a spectacular little snowflake. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, EW, how's it going?
I'm a little teapot short and stout.
Really? I don't want to know about that part.
You started talking about teapots there, and I just... Yeah, it was the only thing that came to mind.
Okay. So you're a nacho now, huh?
I'm a what? I'm a nacho, yes. I'm
okay.
I'm not your DJ.
Yo, Nacho, you're right, you're not my DJ. And how many people are going to make that connection, do you think?
I don't know.
Possibly a couple. Hopefully a few. More than that, at least one or two. Look, I rhymed. On a dime.
You're a poet and didn't know it?
I know it.
Oh, you knew it?
And sometimes I blow it.
I blow my nose.
I don't know what you're talking about there. I didn't do it. I swear to God, by all that's unholy, I am attending the shenanigans. Please stand by. Please stand by. I have to send a quick post to the world. Come on down.
To the world.
We be something.
The world that is known.
That world is going to, you know what? The world is mine. I have decided this. There is nothing else to be said about it. It's mine.
What would you do if you had the opportunity to take the red pill or the blue pill?
Both.
I thought the same question. Why not take a look and then go back?
No. Take a look and go back. Take them both. Take the high and the low and go and round and roll and ride that roller coaster.
There you go.
Actually, I probably wouldn't take either because I'm not so much into the drugs. Drugs, they're bad. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad. My head ticks. Tick, 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 tick. Gadget! And, of course, now my head's in a Metallica song.
All right, Mr. Rain Man.
Mr. Rain Man, bringing the rain, man. I got nothing more on that.
Not the Rain Man I was thinking.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
You never saw Rain Man with Tom Cruise and...
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
We got this one guy over there. He's like, he's doing the thing, and he's got the little thing over there, and it's like this thing in here, and there's like, okay, yeah. No. Movie that I thought was boring.
Well, you got the, yeah, definitely not that. Definitely not
no,
that.
No, definitely not that. No, not that, no. But, yeah, no, not that. And they stole that whole shtick from Zathras.
Is that where they got it from?
I don't know where they got it from, but I liked Zathras better.
Yeah.
And if you know who Zathras is, you're making a Babylon 5 reference, because I tend to do that, because I like that show.
I was not fond of it, but I have seen it.
What? Heresy. I don't speak
to you anymore. As I have seen Deep Space Nine as well.
See, I didn't mind Deep Space Nine, too, for the most part. For a Star Trek franchise, Deep Space Nine, I thought, was one of their best ones. Because they tried to have big story arc that they kept stealing from Babylon 5, but...
Well, they tried to go in a direction that was different and not just stuck on one ship over and over, but unfortunately that still remained the same.
Well, there was no problem with having the whole show based on the station. I mean, the station gives you an opportunity to have, hey, look, so many opportunities for people to be driving through, all kinds of aliens, weird worlds. Hey, let's have an away tour over there and go visit the Ferengi homeworld or whatever. It's like, ooh, look, they're weird kind of things. And that's kind of neat. I think Babylon 5 did it better and first. But then that is the old adage. I think Star Trek had its own, DS9 had its own, eventually they went into their own storyline. And they had a good run with it.
But speaking of Tom Cruise, because you're still talking about him, I had problems with Tom Cruise, but I will tell you the one movie that I actually liked him in.
Let me guess.
Go ahead, guess.
Legend?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only movie with Tom Cruise in it that I actually liked. I could put up with Oblivion. That I didn't mind him in.
I have yet to see that yet. I can't. I saw the previews and it just didn't sell me.
It's not bad. It's worth watching. It has a strong sci-fi element to it, and there's a good little twist there, and it works.
Oh, okay.
Now, it is, of course, Tom Cruise. It's like being Nicolas Cage. You can't be in a Nicolas Cage movie without having Nicolas Cage-isms. So there are, of course, Tom Cruise-isms in that movie, but they're, for the most part, it's part of the thing into the move. It works.
Yeah, see, I'll take Nicolas Cage's emotionless acting over Tom Cruise, pretty much.
Speaking of emotionless acting, have you heard this news?
Okay.
Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand her. I think she's a piece of wood, a dead board walking across the screen. That's her.
Yeah.
Okay? She's been cast in a remake of 1984 as a romantic comedy.
What, huh?
First off, romantic comedy. Kristen Stewart's not the first one I think of.
Yeah, that's a for sure.
Second off, 1984, a pivotal story in literature about all kinds of really bad things.
Uh-huh.
Kristen Stewart is not the first person I would think of to do even a romantic comedy version based on that.
See, why aren't they taking the... Okay, I'm not even going to go to the Kristen Stewart thing. This is how bad I think she is as an actress, but...
Oh, she's horrible.
Why aren't they taking these tragic events and turning them into romantic events?
Technically speaking, if you have the right script, I wouldn't have a problem with that as a storyline. Because I'm not against retreating a storyline or a concept and bringing something else into it or from it or new or whatever. That can be done if you've got the right script to it. But Kristen Stewart is not right for anything except a piece of wood.
Let's take a look at a few real quick. Pearl Harbor.
Never watched it.
Yeah, but there was this huge romantic line.
Actually, I know, it looked stupid.
I mean, I love the attack on Pearl Harbor because that was
Armageddon. That one I did actually see.
I did like Armageddon, though. But
I enjoyed the movie for the most part.
Yeah. And then, of course, Titanic. See?
I actually haven't watched that, and I refuse to.
If you're not 100% sure, yes, there was room for two.
Room for two what?
On the little door that she was floating on.
Okay.
I'm just saying, some people might get that, some might not. But yes, there was room for two.
Like I said, I have not seen the movie. I refuse to. DiCaprio, whoever the hell else they had, although I don't mind most of the people in it. I just, no, boring, boring, bang, hang me now. I'm not going to watch this movie, it's stupid.
I'm going to say DiCaprio has not really disappointed people in some of his acting because, from what I understand, the movie that came out this month of The Wolf of Wall Street, it's getting huge reviews.
But I've heard some counter reviews on that as well.
Oh?
Not so good.
Based on him or just the film alone?
Based on the movie.
Okay.
It's like whatever. This has been done.
Yeah, I saw his one with Howard, where he portrayed Howard Hughes, and not knowing the full story at the time on Howard Hughes, I didn't really realize how twisted his mind got. And
dude, was it Hughes? Who was it? The one that said they kept their beer bottles in the tree outside the hotel because they wanted to make sure that it was there. Was that Howard Hughes? Was somebody like that?
I don't remember that one.
Oh crap. That's going to rock with me now for a while. I don't remember who said that and what it was about.
Well, maybe somebody in War Dog or Keenan might say that.
Wait, no. Who built the Hoover Dam? Edgar Hoover. No, it was an Edgar Hoover thing.
Hmm.
Weird. Yeah, but I'm not going to go there because I don't really pay attention to that much stuff anymore. Okay, so this is now Wednesday, the Wednesday after the weekend.
Yeah.
And the weekend is any movie that's got naked women's is usually a good choice. I saw two movies this weekend.
What'd you see?
It's, unfortunately, no zombie movies.
What?
This is the time period where zombie movies kind of like they don't make as many. It's like towards springtime or whatever is when they start making more zombie movies.
Yeah, they need to do a spring break zombie movie.
No. Oh. Have you seen or heard of the movie Dead Snow?
It sounds familiar.
Nazi zombies. Basically, when you say Nazi zombies, that's the movie to go to of recent years.
Yeah. Okay, I do recall that one.
It's got one of my favorite scenes with the Skidoo, where the guy is trying to, oh, I'm trying to survive. Takes the Skidoo and just rolls right up with the Skidoo right over the zombie guy and just shreds him.
Nice. I think I did.
It's like very bloody spit. Okay, War Dog's being silly. But we're moving on. So there's a sequel coming out to that movie.
Uh-huh.
Which is funny, because the premise of it leading up is awesome. It's, okay, everybody dies. They found him in a wreck of a car. Oh, dude, your hand was cut off and whatever. You lost your hand or whatever, but we found it in the front seat of your car, so we reattached it for you.
Oh.
What are you talking about? You found my hand and reattached it to me. My hand went outside the window because the zombie guys ripped it right off with the window, and it's like, dude, it's like, so whose hand did you attach to my arm? The zombie guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome movie. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be scary. It's going to be creepy. It's going to be run. It's going to be ooh, doggity. But back to the movies that came I watched this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yep.
One of which you will have heard of. One of which you might not have. And the better of the two, I thought, was the one that you might not have.
Okay.
We'll start with that one. The Human Race.
Okay.
It is what I call a combination of Cube and Battle Royale. And if you're familiar with both of those movies, you will understand what it's about.
Okay. I have an idea, but yeah.
Okay. Well, The Cube was a movie that was a bunch of people suddenly show up and wake up in this square structure. And they're not given any rules as to what to do. They don't know what's going on, so they're just basically trying to survive. You go into one cube, you're going to get just killed. You go into another cube, you'll be fine. You'll find food or a snack or some new schnooze or whatever. But it's like a major rat race maze type thing, and it's like you kind of learn, I think, in the later movies that it's some kind of test on human survival or whatever. Battle Royale, on the other hand, is the Japanese movie in which overcrowding is getting out of control. Schools are becoming cesspools of, what the hell? That's just wrong, man. So the government steps in and creates a new lottery program where one class every month is taken to this island and told, you all have to battle to the death. Only one of you is allowed to survive.
I think I've seen that one.
That's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Now, the human race is 80 people randomly picked up and dumped in this environment. They don't understand why. They don't know what's going on. They're giving a small set of rules. Don't go on the grass. Stay on the path. You must race to the end. If you get lapped twice, you die. And all this other stuff. Great head blow-up scenes throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
It is a messed up thing. I can't really explain too much of it without giving away the punchline at the end, but Great. It's a neat little movie.
Hmm. Okay. It's got my attention. I was looking at it here online. Of course, I won't run the trailer, but they say it was an official selection of the 2013 Sci-Fi London Film Festival.
Yeah. I'd never even heard of it before until somebody suggested it. It's like, ooh, okay, that looks neat. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in this movie. Like, no. Not a single person in this movie is like,
Yeah, I don't recognize. I mean, even though there was a close to name a name that you might like, Paul McCarthy.
No, it's not the same guy.
Yeah, it's not who you think it is.
No, and I get a kick out of a lot of the character names. Deaf female, deaf male, yellow jersey, the priest, Stressed out. War vet. Okay, these aren't names. These are archetypes. And it's funny because that's part of the movie. It's about the characters are archetypes. You don't really get invested too much in most of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think looking at the list of these characters, or these actors, I'm looking at some of the films they're credited for. I would think I might have seen one or two, but no. Except for one guy. He was in one episode of Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
I don't want...
oh my God, I saw this TV show that this guy was in, Mutant X. Oh, the guy that was in Desperate Housewives.
Yep, same guy.
Eddie McGee. I didn't really remember him then, but you know what?
I don't recognize him. He would be somebody we'd recognize, but...
Yeah, no. No. And the other guy's been on a bunch of shows. Oh, he was in Alias. Okay, I enjoyed that show.
Probably an episode I haven't watched yet. He was in CSI Miami. Is it the first guy we're talking about?
I don't watch any of that stuff, so whatever. But fun show, fun movie, great concept. At first I thought, it's like, well, this isn't really going to be much in the way of like CG and stuff. And it's like, oh, wait, there's these things happening in the background there. Ooh, what's going on with that? Ooh, paying attention? Yeah. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. I guessed it. I knew what it was at the end, but it was funny.
Interesting. All right. Well, we might have to put that on the list.
Yeah, that one's worth watching. I would recommend it highly.
Okay.
The second movie, everybody's heard of this movie, whether or not they've seen it or not, that's a whole other story. Gravity. Sandra Bullock. I love Sandra Bullock. She is one of my favorite actresses in the whole of Hollywood.
You know what? I'm going to be one of those few that's going to get yelled at, but I don't know this one.
You don't know Gravity?
I don't. I guess I haven't even seen previews of it.
Gravity's won like 4 Oscars or whatever at the just recently. Golden Globes, whatever the hell that stupid award ceremony thing was.
Yeah, good luck getting me to watch one of those.
I don't watch I don't ever watch the award ceremonies, but I hear about it every once in a while. It's like, oh yeah, what the... Sandra Bullock has the one thing where she gets up and she's accepting her award for best actress or something. I don't remember what the category was, but she starts talking to, and then the voiceover thing in the background goes, and she says, "What the F is that? I'm an action star here." Just drops the F bomb in the middle of the show.
It's funny.
This is funny. But you get to see Sandra Bullock's butt in a tight underwear. So it's worth watching for me. So Gravity, seeing as how you don't know the movie then, is... I'll put it this way. It's a beautiful movie. I was particularly not as enthusiastically engaged as the producers and directors and people involved in this movie probably wanted you to be. Because I thought it was just, it's an okay story. It's okay. I'm going to be one of these people that's going to be on the fence as to, oh, it's a great movie. Oh, it's a terrible movie. Oh, it's a great movie. It's a terrible movie. It's like, it was okay. Visually, stunning movie. I thought both Sandra Bullock and George Clooney and the few other people who are just basically bit characters wrapped around the interaction between Clooney and Bullock. And Bullock, this is basically a Sandra Bullock movie. She is the movie. It's about her and her character trying to survive. It's set in outer space in geosynchronous orbit. They're out there repairing the Hubble satellite or whatever and doing stuff. And then all of a sudden, wham! She has a very nice butt. Oh, it was the Golden Globes. Okay. It's not on Netflix yet. It's still in the theaters.
And we can check that. Well,
go ahead. You can check. It's still in the theaters, though. I don't know. I don't watch Netflix. Netflix Canada, Netflix US, totally different things. But yes. So, set in space, they're fixing the Hubble telescope, and then apparently the Russians and this is the biggest problem I had with the movie. Why do the Russians fire on one of their own satellites, causing a cascade ripple effect of destruction of all satellites in space orbit? What? So this is the premise of the movie. It's like that happens, and then Sandra and Clooney's characters are trying to survive, to get home, basically. Alright, so it's like, okay. What I liked about this movie, one of the things that I really liked about this movie is, one of the things that pisses me off in a lot of sci-fi movies is the lack of attention to true science. When things blow up in space, they don't make much noise.
No, they don't.
They don't make any noise. They make a little noise of poof. And that's about it. That's it. Poof.
Okay. No, not on Netflix, but I did see something else. I'll hold that.
So I liked how in this movie, in Gravity, that the persistence of science did occur. Now, of course, there are a lot of, oh, this is Hollywood, we take liberties with stuff, da-da-da-da-da. But a lot of it is based on what I would expect would be sincere science. I mean, there were some real effects. I was like, okay, when the lander is being forced to try and move, how do you make the jets move? Oh, you have to do this and then that, and you press those buttons to make this. And where's the little thing to pull the, how to do this? It's right there. Okay, cool. But, of course, it was a glamoury type Hollywood movie, so there's always a little bit of poetic license, as the expression goes. But, visually, it's a damn pretty movie.
All right.
Some of the shots they have of the ISS, of the Chinese station, of the Russian station, of the Earth, the Moon, and all that stuff, beautiful. The scene where everything is like ripping through the one thing, beautiful. But technically speaking, kind of a boring movie. It's really just dialogue for the most part.
Well, that's what I was looking at as far as the credits, because, I mean, Ed Harris is one of the people in the film as well, and so is Hermione from Harry Potter.
Yeah, but you don't see them.
You don't. It says their voice. That's all they are.
So. There's only two visual actors in the whole movie, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. They're the only two people you see in the whole movie. You see a third guy, but you never see his face. He's just bouncing around in his spacesuit. Look at me. It's like, no.
Yeah, which is kind of smart, though, when you think about it, because it's not so much money spent in the film.
Well, not only that, I mean, it is... there's a style for this kind of story. It's a talking heads story, where it's basically him talking, her talking. Some other people talk in the background. It's like, hello, Houston, we got a problem, and all that other stuff in the background. But the only two people you see is Sandra and George. That's it.
Interesting.
But not a bad movie to watch. It's worth seeing in the theater. I would definitely recommend if you don't have headaches watching 3D or whatever special format video, and you don't mind throwing $12, $15, $18, whatever the hell the price is nowadays on movie theater tickets, depending on where you are. I'd go matinees, because matinees are like $10, $12. I like matinees. Matinees are my favorite. It's worth watching. It's the kind of sit down, eat your popcorn, watch this beautiful movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be something to keep your eyes on.
Yes, but I think it's also overhyped. So, I mean, for me, it was like, wow, I'm glad I walked into the movie not actually knowing anything about the movie except that it was Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. George Clooney's like, okay, he's hit and miss for me as far as an actor. It's like, eh. Sandra Bullock, I pretty much love anything she's been in that I've actually enjoyed. Okay, I haven't seen the cop one that she did recently with what's her face. I don't know what that one's like. But most of the other movies I've seen her in, I enjoyed. So I was worth to watch it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you remember me talking about a movie I watched on Netflix some time ago that I said was a good little spoof of a particular ghost hunting team on TV.
I do believe you mentioned that, yes.
It was called Grave Encounters. Well, I guess Netflix just released the second part, which actually came out in 2012.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it's got the same reviews or same ratings, but after the way the other one ended, you kind of want to know what happened, and so I'm glad they came out with a part two to it, because then I can, you know, you can get those answers.
Okay. I don't know if we needed answers, but okay.
Well, I mean, for those who might want to, you know, yeah. Yeah. But I will look into this gravity thing, because I can't believe
you haven't heard of that. It's like on everything.
You know, I'm not...
They talk about it everywhere. This is why I say it's overhyped. It's like, they talk about it everywhere. Every TV show has somebody who's involved, and it's like, oh... It's every magazine that's talking about TV movies and what, or movies in general. It's like, it's really just two people in space, and they're trying to get home.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, it's just... It probably is not one of those ones that rings a bell. How about that?
I'm really disappointed in you, young man. Mr. Connected to the Social Conscious Welfare... Wow. Sorry. Well-being thing.
I am, but, you know, there's just some things that don't spark interest. So, by the way, I had to play catch-up again. And had Ketchup. To watch a movie. Yeah, I had to watch a movie that I honestly have to say I didn't watch all of when it first came out, when it was popular. So I'm about to get yelled at.
Okay. What movie?
Spaceballs.
It's a fun movie.
It was. It really
hey,
was.
It's been turned from blows to suck. Sir, I didn't see you playing with your dolls again. Yeah, no, it's one of those movies that's like, use the Schwartz, chock full of like one-liners and sight gags.
Yeah,
fun movie.
Yeah, it was. It was actually, you know, I was watching. I was like, oh man, I did not realize when I first apparently attempted to watch it. I probably saw all of 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, but you saw the 5 or 10 boring minutes.
Yeah,
and then everything gets funny.
Yeah, it does. It really just changes around, which is really good. I kept waiting to see other Star Wars spoofs and stuff.
Oh, but, there's Star Wars spoofs all through the whole damn movie.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my favorite. Yeah, right. Like, they're just going to have a self-destruct button. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
So, did you watch any other movies?
No, not much. I've been trying. There's a TV series called Law and Order: Criminal Intent. I know, but if you should know me by now. I'm a huge mystery suspense buff, and I like solving crimes or solving, you know, figuring out who done it type things.
The Butler did it.
Well, most of them, right? But so apparently they put it on Netflix, and I started playing catch up on this. And I actually watched an episode that threw me for a loop, where it was kind of like the New York Police Department and New York Fire Department actually got into a fist fight because of it. And, I mean, that's how it starts. And you're just like, wait, what? So, I mean, it grabbed my attention from there, and I just had to find out. And I thought I had it solved. I honestly did, but they had a good, wicked twist to it. So... Anyway, but did I lose you, ZZ? We lost ZZ. Oh, no. Oh, well, we're still on the air, so I think...
Am I back?
You're back. Where I
don't
know
what the heck did you do?
I didn't do nothing. I talked. I talked, I touched nothing, and then when I said... You know, I must have bored you, and you were gone.
All of my dials and widgets and thingamabobbies kept saying I was going, because I was talking. I was like saying, what the hell is garbage crap? Actually, I didn't say any of that, but...
Right. No, that's what I did. I was checking my dials and all that wonderful stuff, too, and I was like, And the Skype didn't say you weren't there either.
No,
so.
I wasn't. It was just the loose connection on my mic, so I popped the cable and popped the cable back, so it was good.
Okay, thank goodness, because I thought it was me for real.
I'm thinking maybe I need to get a new cable, so I might do that soon.
Whew. Okay, the sweat. I was about to run your intermezzo because I didn't know what...
You know what? We might as well run it now anyways, because it's time for the intermezzo.
Alrighty then, so here we go.
Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soraway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. My dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts. Son, I have a duty calling on me, you and your sister, be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning, woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made to go, but left her in the stories untold. I said, Mama, it'll be alright when Daddy comes home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soraway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. My story stops here. Let's be clear, this scenario is happening everywhere. And you ain't going to Nirvana or Farvana. You coming right back here to live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously, just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free? And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free. We feed on the people they supposed to lead. I don't need big people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now to do it right, cause I don't want your daddy leaving home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether your Soraway son or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
This is a song with a very strong political commentary in it, and I happen to like it a lot. It's by a band that I really like as well, called Faithless. They're a British, it's a musical band. But that song is about words being weapons of mass destruction, concepts, fear, hate, all those things behind it are, you know what? These things can kill people just by making other people do things that make other people kill people and all that other stuff. But that's today's intermezzo song of the day. Dun dun dun.
Biffy.
Yes. You're listening to my expressions now, aren't you?
I am.
I've got other people doing it now too. It's all part of my plan for world domination.
Tell no one.
Oh, I told everyone.
Oh.
Because I want everybody to do it.
I want to know when this one movie is coming out. I want to go see this movie.
What?
Godzilla.
Yes, August.
I can't wait.
Looking forward to that. Okay, so now we're on part two of tonight's show. We're going to be talking about movies coming out that I want to see.
Yes.
So, big one. We'll start with January. Then we'll go to February. And then March and April and so on. And so
and
on.
And we get months in there.
There'll be another month after that, and etc. So, one of the movies coming out this month that I want to see, I, Frankenstein.
Ah.
It looks bad. Bad in the sense of, oh, that's just like not Frankenstein, and oh, that's just like nowhere near Mary Shelley's concepts and designs and things and things and things. But it looks like a fun movie with lots of explodey things and bats and lizards and monsters and demons and oh my.
And lions and tigers and Lionsgate Films, yeah.
Yeah, Lionsgate Films. Kaiju! Hi! Oh, that was, sorry, I was, Joan just said something in the chat room, so I had to respond to it.
Uh-huh.
We said Godzilla, so Kaiju! that's the Pacific Rim. Have you seen Pacific Rim?
Yes.
Okay, so Kaiju is the word for big monsters.
Pacific Rim, awesome. Yes.
Awesome movie, love that movie. Here's a thing that's coming out in this month as well that I'm not sure about because it looks weird, but I'll still probably watch it.
I'm looking. Which one?
Sinbad, The Fifth Voyage.
That's the one I was thinking, why the fifth? Are we going to have to do some...
Well, it's the seventh voyage of Sinbad was the big one with the Ray Harryhausen movie and everything else in the stories and whatever that goes on about it. This is an homage movie. The way I understand it is they have taken scenes from other Harryhausen movies, welded them together, and made a whole other movie with them acting against green screens and whatever. It's like, okay, whatever. Not so sure about that one.
I see there is a voice in here, though, that's going to make it a crowd pleaser in a sense.
A voice? Oh, Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart, he's going to be narrating the film.
Yeah, he's probably, I'm over here in my London studio place, and I'm saying all these things about all this stuff, and all about this, and whatever to whatever. And those guys all did stuff, but I just talked over and talked over and talked over. I don't have the hots for Aaron Eckhart. Who the heck is Aaron Eckhart? I don't know. We'll get back to that later. Oh, was he in I, Frankenstein?
I didn't see his name. Well, I had to go back and look. But
but Bill Nighy, whatever his name is in it.
Nighy, yeah.
Yeah, that one. I can never pronounce his name right. I don't know why. Moving on. So, anything there that you saw was interesting for, well, I'll watch Jack Ryan as well at some point, but I'm not going to rush out to get it.
It was, I'm thinking Jack Ryan's going to be one of those ones that you're going to want to watch like Dollar Theater or something.
Yeah. That's my assessment too.
And other than that, really, in January, none of the films really stood out.
They're there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. They're just there.
Now, February. February, on the other hand, has the Lego Movie.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
Yeah, now there's one I want to see.
Pompeii, which I have mixed feelings about.
Yeah.
Nurse 3D, which I think is going to be one of these B-movies. It's not really getting all over the place, but I'll watch it because it looks messed up as all hell. And I'm not sure. I hadn't heard anything about this A Fantastic Fear of Everything, but that's a Simon Pegg movie.
The which one?
A Fantastic Fear of Everything. It's a Simon Pegg movie. It looks kind of goofy. It looks the kind of melodramatic... off the top, I'm off my rocker kind of movie, kind of thing that he likes to do. And it's like, okay, I'll probably watch that. I don't know how quickly I'll watch it as soon as it comes out. Probably not, but at some point soon.
I'll wait to watch it after you have.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm just not, I mean, it took me a while to watch At World's End.
But when you did, it was worth it?
It was worth it. Now, it's going to be one of those ones because I saw pictures on that one and I'm just not sure about it. It's got some iffy looks on it. There was one that I've heard some things about, but I'm not sure if it's going to be worth going to. It's a MCG film or a McG film, or however they say that guy's name. It's called 3 Days to Kill.
I was just looking at that one. It does not look interesting to me at all.
And it's when I was, see, there was one, and I thought that was it at first. There was one where somebody had to kill somebody within 3 days or something was going to happen. You know, it was one of those on the edge of your seat action type films. And then I saw that in the cast here for this particular one, the top name was Kevin Costner. So I was like, okay, maybe. And then I read the description.
It's hold like, on. Hold on. Jesus Christ. There's another movie coming out for Jesus Christ called The Son of God.
I saw previews to this. This is actually a British film. I actually saw the previews to this, and yes, there might be some.
I don't know about this one.
Likes to this one. Well, this is gonna be. It's not gonna be The Passion.
It's a 3-hour miniseries being cut down. Sorry, it's a miniseries being cut down to a single 3-hour edition for a movie.
Yes,
I'll pass.
Yeah, I think they did actually do it on British channels. I'm not sure which one, but what little bit I saw on the previews, it looked pretty good. The only thing is, you know, there is going to be the crucifixion, and I just don't think it's going to be as intense as the.
Wait! Are you? Wait, hold on! Are you killing the storyline for me? Did you just tell me the ending? He gets crucified? What?
No, that's not the ending.
Okay, he comes back.
Good try, though. Good
yeah, try. I know. He comes back 2,000 years later, and he's kicking butt with the zombies, right? But on to the movie that I'm really looking forward to in February.
I'm waiting.
RoboCop.
Yes.
That one looks fun. I don't like the fact that they remade it. It looks like a completely soulless redo. Hey, why did we need to do this? Well, we just had to, kind of thing. But it looks neat. I'll watch it. Samuel Jackson's in it.
Yeah, it's got, I don't know, I've seen some previews to it, and it looks like it's got some intense moments, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So now we're going to move to March.
March, good month.
Oh, actually, sorry, we're going to mention one more movie, Pompeii. Pompeii looks like it's going to be an interesting movie, it's going to be one of those visual things. But I think they're going to get the whole point of the damn thing wrong. Pompeii is a city that blew up underneath a volcano.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but this movie makes it look like it's a sword and sorcery gladiator. Let's fight to the death, and how will people have things and slaves and pappy things and people. And it's like, dude, it was about the last days of Pompeii. It happened quickly. They all died.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of those movies you go in, it's like, oh, I know the ending to this movie already. Oh, no, I don't! All right.
Now, there is a movie in February that I totally forgot to mention myself.
The Lunchbox?
No, Nonstop.
What?
Yes, this is a Liam Neeson film. It's got him and Julianne Moore in it. Now, it's going to be your typical on-an-airplane type event. So obviously there's nowhere to go, but what I do know something about.
Oh, he's got a gun.
Well, he's an air marshal.
Oh man!
But there is a twist in here, and I'll leave it as that. There is a twist. What you see on this little page here is nothing compared to some of the information I got on it. So this one will actually be probably. If you saw Taken, I haven't seen Taken 2, so don't ruin it for me.
I am bored of Neeson.
Really?
Yes. I have not seen anything from him in a while that I liked.
Well, I was told this is going to be right back on the lines of the first Taken.
Okay, I didn't get into that movie at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shocked.
And did not like The Gray. Did not like... totally hated Battleship.
Thank God I never watched that one.
Oh, God. It was like he that expression he dialed in his performance, that was him.
Huh.
But we're moving on now to March.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. Mr. Peabody and Sherman! Dun, no. Dun, dun, dun. Huh?
No, you're missing the first one.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I haven't missed it at all. I'm going to come back to it.
Okay.
Oh, wait a sec, wait a sec. Whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell is this?
Which one?
Jodorowsky's Dune.
Hmm?
Well, Dune is Frank Herbert's story about the sandworms and everything else like this.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a documentary. I'll watch this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of like all the behind the scenes of the film itself.
Yeah. I have to put a comment in the chat rooms. Somebody said they didn't see Battleship, and I'm saying, don't watch it. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
And I liked Taken. I need to see the second one, but I liked the first one. And unfortunately, part of that story is somewhat true as far as human trafficking. But
yeah, yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the big movie that's coming out in March that everybody's waiting for, Veronica Mars. I'm not waiting for it.
Thank you. I'm not on that list either.
Yeah, but a lot of people are looking for it.
I don't know. Oh, is this
It's the TV show that was canceled after a while, and the main actress. Yeah, and Wardog is right. Rhiannon is the only thing worth watching in the movie Battleship. She's the best actress in the movie.
Right.
Rhiannon.
Gotcha.
It was I'm mind-boggled by that movie. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. So stop that. Going back over here. Veronica Mars, TV show. They got canceled. The main actress said, I want to do a movie. So for the last 2-3 years, she's trying to get an Indiegogo /... other crowdsourced thing, event, and they got the movie financed and they put it together.
Interesting.
I'm not looking forward to it. But I'm sure a lot of people are, so good for them.
I see Kurt Russell's in a film in March.
Okay. Is he in Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club? Because I'm not watching that.
No, I don't know if I'd watch that either. I don't know who's in it actually yet.
Cesar Chavez.
No, I haven't pulled that one up yet either.
Oh, okay.
In The Art of Steel. The Art of the Steel.
Need for Speed looks fun.
Yeah, but is it? It's not based on the video game.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? I didn't read it that way.
Well, you didn't read it then.
Oh, William Levy's in the Single Moms Club.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll have to see previews first.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going with the whatever on that. Art of Steel. I didn't see that one. Oh, man. Is this another stealing movie? It's thief movies.
Yeah.
I'm bored of these. Yep. Bored. Bored of those things.
I saw that coming.
Okay. 300, Rise of an Empire. That is the sequel to 300. I'm looking forward to that one. Looks good.
Yes. Can't wait.
It's like, yay, more sword and sorcery and stuff and people hitting people with sharp, shiny things and big panoramic and look at the size of those armies and look at all those people running across the land and oh my god, they just get somebody.
Yep, well, I did see previews to it finally. The very first trailer has been released.
Oh yeah, no, they showed that in The Hobbitses.
You might need to watch The Hobbitses.
I watched The Hobbitses. I like the movie The Hobbitses.
I want to watch The Hobbitses.
Yes. It's good. Hobbitses is good. Too long. And I hated the ending of Hobbitses 2. Just drove me up the wall, that end.
Nope, nope, nope. Don't say it.
Okay. We got 10 minutes left and 9 months more to go. So, I'm going to start buzzing through these and then we can pick off ones that we want to talk about.
Okay.
So, March, we're done with. April, we got Captain America.
Yes.
We got Transcendence looks interesting. I'm not so sure. The Quiet Ones, that looks like it might be a fun little horror movie.
Heaven is
sorry?
Heaven is for real. Yeah,
Heaven is not for real.
No, you can talk bad to me on this one. I don't care. But this is based on a true story about a little boy who...
What the heck movie are you... Heaven Is For Real, that one.
Heaven Is For Real. I have the book. This little boy apparently died and came back and described a lot of things. And yes, it's going to be... I think this is going to be one on the list of awards this year.
Okay.
I'll leave it as that. You know, you take it as however you want to, but yeah.
I probably still won't watch it.
I don't think you will, but I am reading the book right now. So.
Nobody blows up, so I ain't watching it.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay, speaking of blowing up, May.
May's got some blow-up movies. Yeah. Yep. I love blow-up movies. What's in May? Oh, yeah. Two of my three movies that I'm waiting for. One, third one's like, whatever. Godzilla.
Legends of Oz, don't you?
Did you look at that one? It's an animated, goofy-looking...
side.
But, Godzilla.
Yes.
So looking forward to that one. That one is going to be freaking awesome. The trailers on that are like... Oh my God! I'm going to theater watch that one opening weekend probably.
I don't know if I'll make it for opening weekend, but definitely will try.
Oh, I'm going to be trying. Oh, sorry. There's a fourth movie there as well.
Yeah, I know which one you just saw.
Yep. X-Men: Days of Future Past. Yes.
Yep.
That movie I am so waiting for as well. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. I will watch that one. That will be an awesome movie, I'm sure. We know that the bad guy is Electro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Emma Stone. Oh, yeah. That's right. She's Gwen Stacy, right? So, yes, that's good. Going to be looking forward to that. The movie that I just saw and realized, Maleficent.
Yes.
Yes, that one looks fun.
Yes, I can't wait.
But it is Angelina Jolie, so it's like she's kind of over the top in a lot of stuff. So, it looked interesting. I saw a trailer for a little while ago, but I'm looking forward to it, too. I'll watch it.
Well, they did show, I think they just showed the, this. I don't know if that's the trailer you saw, the one where she's finally evil. They show the evil version of her.
Evil.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm interested.
Anyway, okay. June. There's nothing worth watching in June. July.
Wait. Go back to June.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Yes, I'm looking forward to that movie. That is going to be a fun movie. The first one was awesome. It was pant loads of, look, I got a dragon. I'm going to do stuff.
I don't know why you're skipping June, because you know we're going to get stuck on that one film.
I ain't talking about it.
The
Purge 2, right? Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow looks interesting.
You got to at least say the name. We'll talk Cars next week, I guess.
Okay, Tom Cruise, Edge of Tomorrow looks interesting. The idea has been done before, but I think it will work. I'm going to watch that.
Okay.
But you're talking about Transformers 4.
Yes.
I like the look of the cast. I like the look of a lot of the stuff that's in it. And I'm hoping that means that they've taken the whole, oh, look, cartoony-like for kids because we got to sell merchandise, and gone to, let's make a serious movie about giant robots.
Yes.
And that is actually making me excited to watch Transformers 4. That I will watch, probably right away, as long as they keep it that way. If they make it look like a goofy, oh, look, I'm Optimus Prime, I have lips, go away. I'm not going to watch that right away. Now we're moving to July.
The beginning of battles of films, and I will say why after you announce it.
Say what?
Yes, there's going to be a battle of films this year.
There's going to be some good movies and some bad movies, whatever.
Oh, we'll see. All right, go ahead.
I want to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that one. And I think Deliverance from Evil is supposed to be good too, but I really don't know it too well. So it's a devil movie and possession, and sounds like fun. But I haven't really seen or heard much of it tomorrow.
It has Eric Bana in it.
Yeah, and I like Eric Bana.
Yeah.
What else? There's also Hercules, the Thracian Wars.
Okay,
that sounds fun.
This is the one that begins the war of films. Because it's not the only Hercules film coming out.
Yeah, there's like three of them this year.
Yes, and this is going to be the smackdown, in a sense, between... Is this the one? Which one is this? Is this the one with The Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the one with The Rock. Now, there's another one Well, I guess we're not at yet, but it will have another gentleman doing it, and I've heard rave reviews, and I actually heard reports that it's going to do better than the one with The Rock.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So we're going to rush through, because now we got 4 more months left to go in 3 minutes.
Yeah, we might have to just save it for next month, next
no,
week.
No, I don't save it. No, no. Oh,
come on.
Do it all. Do it all now. Jupiter Ascending looks goofy, but it could be fun. However, yeah. August has one of the biggest movies that I'm waiting for to come out. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that coming out? Oh, it is coming out in August.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was next year.
No, man. Oh. August 2014. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Going to watch it. Going to be good.
Do we have trailers on this yet?
No, they just have teaser stuff. Trailers, no actual footage. They've got some images and stuff and whatever, but it'll be good. I'm sure of it.
I can't wait.
Expendables 3's, same old stuff. I'll watch it anyways.
Yes.
Sin City, same old stuff. I'll watch it anyways.
I actually was surprised that didn't make the top of your list there. But I there's another one you're skipping.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No, that's going to be dumb.
I don't know. It's a reboot, but, it doesn't have the original
Aliens.
Either, so.
Aliens.
Oh, that's right. That's this one.
That's this one. Aliens. They're freaking aliens. I don't care. I'm not going to. I'll watch it maybe eventually when it's a dollar.
We'll find out if it actually goes that way because there was a lot of people who went up in uproars about that.
September, Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
Let's continue this franchise of let's suck money out of people who watch these movies. Okay.
And people will go.
And people will go. And people will buy it. And people will watch it.
If you make it, they will watch.
Yes. Now, October doesn't have much that I really attracts me. I'll watch this one, Dracula Untold, because it's Dracula. I like Dracula movies.
It got my attention there.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to Paranormal Activity 5.
I have not watched any of them since the first one.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
November has nothing that I want to see.
Well, for those who love the comedy versions and really want to jump on it, Dumb and Dumber.
Interstellar. What's that?
That sounds familiar. But Dumb and Dumberer will be out. Dumb and Dumberer 2 is what it's called. But, yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, there's one movie I'll watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Interstellar.
I'm watching because of one actress. One person, yeah.
Whatever. And December, biggest movie of the year?
Night at the Museum 3.
Hobbit 3!
Oh, that one.
Yeah. That one, going to be rocking that end of the year.
Well, there's going to be some people who want to do the family films. So if they're, ooh, really? Night at the Museum 3, Robin Williams returns as Teddy Roosevelt. Oh,
no,
sorry.
No, wait. You're going to want to watch Exodus. Ridley Scott doing Moses.
What?
Yeah, it's Sigourney Weaver's in it.
No, wait. That's not right.
Yeah. A retelling of the story of Moses from his near death as an infant to his adoption into the Egyptian royal family in defiance of the Pharaoh and deliverance of the Hebrews from enslavement.
Christian Bale as Moses. This is going to be interesting.
So that's the movie I expect you're going
to watch. Oh, yeah. Don't get choked up there now.
Yeah. Can't
but,
help it.
I do see that there is a couple of family films that people are going to want to watch. It looks like Annie is back. The Broadway version of it will actually hit theaters.
And the Paddington Bears. Bah!
And Bear, really? I mean, okay, Colin Firth is doing the voice of Paddington Bear. But
blah!
Feeling it's going to be a version of Ted.
Blah!
Okay, but there is some to be announced which don't have release dates on them yet. And I saw that there is one kind of
Tarzan. Yes, I'll watch Tarzan.
Well, Tarzan 3D, but Woman
Paradise
in
Lost, I'll watch.
Woman in Black, Angel of Death.
Ooh, no, that's not right. I won't watch that movie. That's boring. What? Which one?
Woman
in Black, Angels of Death. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, the sound of it's interesting, but it says it's a sequel that will continue a story of 4 decades later, seized by the British government during World War II, the sudden arrival of a group of educated children. Yeah, see, I'm not 100% sure what this is yet. But,
no idea.
You know, this is just to be
ooh,
to be.
Ooh, honest. Ooh, ooh.
Which one?
All cheerleaders die. I'll watch that.
What about Cooties?
Doom, 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 Cooties. A Friggin' Christmas Miracle? I might watch that. Wolf Creek 2? I'll probably watch that.
You I
said
see
Cooties?
You
Cooties. Clerks 3?
I saw Clerks 3. You won't watch Cooties. The number one name
on Elijah Wood. Yeah, he was good in Sin City.
It was one of
oh,
the
no. I'll watch that movie.
Will you?
Follows a struggling writer substitute teacher whose first day on an elementary school sees him deal with a virus that turns the kids into mind-killing cannibals.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'll watch a movie like that.
There you go. What about, yeah, that's not on there. Wolf Creek 2.
Yes. Wolf Creek, the first one. Killer horror movie. That's not a knife. This is a knife as he jabs through the guy's back and rips out his...
Yeah, that.
Long spine thing. But, as it's now the end of the show, I just wanted to let everybody know, thanks for coming out and enjoying our time on here as we hash out movies that are coming out. Oh, Knights of Badassdom? Ooh, I'll watch that. You all have fun. Always come back every Wednesday evening at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or whatever parameter commercial that goes with you, with your time frame to the same. Come on back, everybody!
Squirrel.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.